This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Great to be with you again.
And you know, Bridget, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think that everybody listening to Catholic Radio right now probably sooner or later buys groceries.
I thought you were going to say we'll need to eat. And I'm like, they do.
Well, they do need to eat as well, and they do need to buy groceries. Now, we never tell you what to do or how to do it on Catholic Radio, but if you shop at Kroger, you can do us a big favor by going to our website first, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you'll see in the middle there's a Kroger logo. If you click on that, you'll go over to the Kroger site, and they're going to ask you just a couple of questions, one of which will be, what charity do you want to support? And if you enter Catholic Radio Indy, Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy will get a small percentage of everything you buy at Kroger. So if you buy a can of beans, gallon of milk, ice cream, pizza, or maybe even something good for you, whatever you buy, we will get a small percentage of it. And together, it all adds up. We've got a lot of listeners. We've got a lot of people doing this. But we've got room for some more yet. We're trying to cross that threshold. We've been at around 140 for quite a while now, and we're trying to push it over 150. So that's only going to take a few more people doing it. So if you can help us out, please do that. CatholicRadioIndy.org, and then click on the Kroger logo. And when asked about what charity do you want to support, please, Catholic Radio Indy.
Well, Jim's actually wearing almost red today, and we're heading into getting close to Valentine's Day, and everybody thinks of, you know, their couple and their marriage and their relationships more at that time, in addition to passing out Valentines, if people still do that. I do that with my kids. So today we are going to be talking about a marriage ministry aimed at building strong, healthy marriages, and the ministry is called The Third Option. Our guests today are Matt and Jeannie Kelch, and they are local coordinators with The Third Option. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us, what is the third option?
What are the first two options?
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about that. What are the first two options and what's the third option?
What are the first two options?
Okay, well, the first two options would be either staying in a marriage, being a roommate type situation, getting divorced would be your second option. The third option is reconciliation, and that is what we strive for at Third Option.
And this, I've been familiar with this, and we've interviewed different people here over the years about this particular ministry, but I think for our audience, is this a specifically Catholic ministry? What's the scope? Is it everywhere? Or talk about that. Matt, you want to take that one? Okay, Jeannie,
go ahead, Matt. You can talk about it.
No problem. The majority of the attendees are predominantly Catholic, because I think we're very well supported by the priests and the diocese sending them to us. But we are an absolutely open organization, and we'll take people of any religion and anybody. Our only requirement is that you're married to come and attend.
Okay. And just for this particular third option group, you guys run it out of Noblesville, Guerin Catholic. Is that how it works?
Yes, we run it out of Guerin Catholic.
Now, have you been doing that? Just, I got to ask, since COVID, have you been able to meet in person, or have you gone virtual this year? Or tell me how that's been working out. You can raise your hands. We're doing Zoom.
I don't have the video, so I'm kind of in, I can't see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because I'm in my car.
Gotcha.
Up in Bluffton, Indiana. So,
okay.
But yes, once things started getting pretty hectic in the, you know, April, May time frame, we changed our regular format to going to a virtual Zoom format with these, but have continued on throughout, you know, since then, doing it virtually.
Well, I got to ask you, how did the both of you get involved with Third Option, and what are your roles right now exactly? What do you do? Jeannie?
Well, Jeannie and I learned about the third option through our church, and needless to say, I was very apprehensive about going, you know, to a marriage ministry. But, you know, after numerous conversations, we felt it was a good time to focus on our marriage. I mean, we had three children, and they were all, you know, getting into the high school years. And like many marriages, our focus was on the kids. You know, our life revolved around our kids, and our focus was not on us individually or our marriage. And so as them getting older and they were getting ready to head off to school, we said, oh, my gosh, we're going to be empty nesters. We're going to have to learn how to communicate with each other. And so we decided to go and attend. And I will say that when I went to my first class, the topic that night that they talked about just clicked with me, and it just made sense. And it helped me realize why Jeannie and I occasionally fought, and then it also not only just helped us me realize that it provided tools and techniques to you know, understand what was going on in our marriage and, you know, how to better handle it when those situations would arise. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, I was immediately hooked, and, you know, we've been continually coming and helping and learning for the last 10 years.
Well, now, Jeannie, some of the marriage classes or meetings around are for, oh, like newlyweds who want to improve their marriage. Some are way at the other end of the spectrum where it's the, you know, the 1 foot out the door and divorce and then go to that one. Where does the third option fall along that continuum?
It covers everything.
That's good.
We've had people join us actually after they got married. Their parents actually recommended it to them. They had been through the program, and so they came to where people just want to enrich their marriage, to where you've got 1 foot out the door, and we've had people come that are separated. The other thing is you don't have to come together as a couple. You can come by yourself. The whole vision of Third Option is self-change. And so, you know, it's for marriages, but you can be in all sorts of different stages of your marriage.
Right, and you can't change anybody. You can only change yourself, and as you mentioned, that's the emphasis of the program. We're talking with Matt and Jeannie Kelch, and we're talking about the third option. If you're just joining us right now, I want to talk about the stages of marriage. Talk about those.
Okay, so I'll take this one. We have, in the third option, we focus on three different stages of marriages. So you have a romantic stage, and the romantic stage is awesome.
It is.
But that usually doesn't last for, you know, the period of your marriage. So when we get married, you know, we are in this romantic stage, and we're thinking, oh, our life is just going to be perfect. You know, we're not going to run into different issues and so forth. But odds are disillusionment, which is our next stage, comes in. And this is where you look at your spouse as, you're not perfect. You're not the person that I thought that I had married. This is where third option focuses on, is giving you tools to help equip you to go through your disillusionment stages. And then the final stage is mature love. And really, all marriages need to go through all these different stages. So, you know, you go through that happy romantic stage. Well, life gets in the way. You know, you have children. You have job changes. Your personalities, you grow a little differently. That's when disillusionment comes in. And then in order to get to mature love, just like anything in life, you've got to go through some difficulty to appreciate your mature love, to understand your spouse the way you need to appreciate mature love.
So I'm curious, Matt, do you think that everybody, does anybody ever get to stay in that romantic phase, or can you get back to that when you get to the mature love phase? I mean, can you bring the romance back, I guess, is my question. We want to give our audience hope, right? This is, we're leading up to Valentine's Day. So.
Now be careful. These are a married couple we're talking to, so be very careful, Matt.
If I had the way, had a pill or something I could do to get everybody back there, I'd be on the island that it looks like they're on right now. But but without a doubt, I mean, you know, when you're not happy in your marriage, I mean, you're not going to have a good romantic, you know, relationship with your wife. And so we have been actually able to improve. I mean, I can't say we're back in the romantic stage. When I think about Jeannie, you know, every minute I'm not with her, I'm thinking about her. But I absolutely can say that our marriage has been greatly helped, and it has helped in our romantic way as well.
Right. It can't help but, you know, when you're not angry at somebody or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, you're obviously going to be better in the other areas and in the romance and dating and all that. I want to talk a little bit. We're going to get to the break in a couple minutes here, but I want to ask about the process of third option. Jeannie, you want to take that one? What's the process? How does it actually work?
Okay. Well, we have, it's a 14-week session.
Okay.
And so every week we cover a new topic. So our session began February 4th, and our different topics. So our first topic is building a climate of respect. And this is where you need to, you know, work with your partner, and you need to come into a respectful situation. The big tool we teach in this particular topic is using an I statement. And an I statement is, I feel I'm not being heard. Instead of saying, you never listen to me. So we have this thing of using the accusing you. You always, you never. Right there, those are red flag words. So we like to start off in talking about, let's rephrase what we are saying to our spouses to where we can open up an engaging conversation and use an emotion. I feel I'm not being heard. And that is a feeling, and that is my feeling of not being heard. So that is like one of our tools of the very first session. Then, you know, we go on into taking responsibility and the blame game. This particular situation, we compare to Peter Pan and Atlas. And honestly, in my world of having children, I was Atlas. I was taking on all the world in my home. I was managing the kids, managing the house. I was taking it all on and becoming extremely resentful. Matt, I felt like, was Peter Pan. But yet, he was still bringing in income and everything. But as a woman, I was taking on the Atlas role. And so we talk about Atlas's, you need to let go of some of this. And Peter Pan, you need to come into the household and acknowledge your responsibility in this household.
All right. We need to take a quick break, and we will come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the classes and the third option and how you can get involved. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with Matt and Jeannie Kelch of The Third Option, which is a marriage ministry, and they're based out of Noblesville, is where they're hosting the opportunities. And Jim, you had a question.
Well, you mentioned Noblesville. I live not far from Noblesville, but this is a ministry much, much bigger than Noblesville, much bigger than Indiana. Is that right, Jeannie?
Yes, it's a nationwide program.
And I when you said, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that you've been involved in it for 10 years. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm sure you've seen so many great couples come in and learn. And I'm just curious. I mean, I normally don't get to this to the end of the show, but since I'm here right now, I got to ask about some of the feedback that you've gotten. And we'll get to the other classes, too, that you want to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll jump in and I'll say absolutely the reason, you know, we've been doing it for 10 years is because even though it takes a lot of work to prepare and put these classes on week in and week out, we get so much more out of it than we put into it. And we have seen so many people come in and they come into class and they're sitting 3 feet apart and they just won't even look at each other. And at the end of a 14-week session, they're in there and they're holding, sitting next to each other, holding hands or their hands on their legs. And the joy and happiness that we get that see that we really are making a difference in some people's lives is just incredible. And that's, we get, like I said, we get more out of it than we put into it.
And Jeannie, there was another question about feedback that was related to the classes that you take, right? Isn't that one of the topics? Talk about that.
Well, as far as the feedback of the people, the couples who come?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Actually, we have had many couples on our team that have come through this program, and they decide to join the team because they have gotten so much out of it. And every session that we have, it's like Matt said, you learn so much, and you gain strength from these couples that are struggling, and then seeing them come through and come back into class and holding hands or participating more, because at the beginning, you know, you're a little shy, apprehensive about talking, but then as you get comfortable with the group, you start, you know, talking more, and you just gain a lot of strength and fulfillment out of watching the group.
Now, Jeannie, you mentioned that this is a, I believe you said, 14-week program, and it began on February 4th. Now, people hearing this broadcast might be just a little past the February 4th mark. Is this something that they can join and do a little bit of catch-up work on, or do they have to wait till the next cycle comes around?
No, you can come anytime. And it was like, you know, I was talking about like some of our different topics that we may get back to and we may not, but they are all independent. Some topics are going to be more relative to people than other topics. Some topics hit me more than other topics.
Mm-hmm.
So you can join anytime.
Okay.
I want to ask about another topic of the classes that I'm looking at. What about control issues or maybe childhood issues and emotional baggage? Which one do you want to take? Matt, I'll call on you to do one of those. Which one do you want to do?
Well, I will definitely take childhood issues and emotional baggage.
Okay.
And what we focus on here is that when you get married, you've already, hopefully you're at least 20 years older. You've lived a good portion of your life, but you probably learned and been influenced more in those first 20 years of your life than you really realize. And so once you're married, you're coming into this other person's life, and they have so many values that they've already established, that have been established in them from their childhood. And oftentimes we refer to it in classes like, if you walked in, you're going to the movie theater and you walk into the wrong, movie, and it's halfway over, and you're having a hard time understanding why people are reacting the way they are in the movie. And that's exactly what you get into when you're married. You're marrying somebody whose most influential years of their life, you weren't around them. And so once you realize how they were raised in their childhood, it opens up a lot of, you know, you begin to realize why your spouse reacts certain ways, because a lot of times it has to do with the way they were raised.
And I'm wondering if the person themselves may not even be aware that they're reacting the way they are because of maybe their childhood. Is that, do you ever encounter that aspect?
I think that is, people don't understand that until they've sat through this class. And then they you know, we start talking about their childhoods, and because we start off saying, imagine yourself sitting around a kitchen table and it's dinner time. Who's there? You know, are both of your parents there, or are you being raised by a single parent? And we help everybody focus looking back at their childhood. And I think then they realize, oh my gosh, this is why things are going this way, or this is why I think this way, or why I reacted this way.
Jeannie, what about materials? You're talking about a 14-week course. Is there like a textbook with a weekly lesson and tests at the end? Or what kind of materials do you use for the course?
Well, we have the 14-week session, and every Thursday night is a different topic. We do give out, and again, we're Zoom now, so these are just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really no, you know, textbook or anything like that. Every week we discuss a new topic, and then at the end, we will give out a homework session. And our goal in this homework session is so the couple goes back home and discusses different topics of what we covered that night. So, you know, maybe in our topic of understanding expectations, you know, you can talk about what was my expectation of this particular conversation or this situation that happened? And you can bring it up and discuss it and work on it throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following week, then, you know, when we have our next session, we talk about things that happened in that week.
Mm-hmm.
And go through the homework.
Now, do you have any feel for like a percentage of success? I mean, I know you have a lot of success stories that you like to share, and those are very fascinating to listen to. But do 50% of the people that go through it feel there was some improvement, or is it 90%, or do you have a feel for that? Matt, I'll give you the tough one.
Well, you know, the national organization likes to say, you know, they do have some statistics, and they say that 85% of the people they have surveyed who have gone through the program say that their relation and marriage has improved moderately to significantly. And so, I mean, we do have some people who come one evening and they say this is not for them. But if you go through the program for 14 weeks, I would say in our program, because of the fine presenters we have and the fine team that we have, I'll pat myself on the back a little bit, we have incredibly high people who say that they get a lot out of this program.
So we got a couple minutes left. I want to get to the cost, registration, how people get connected to you to get signed up. Can they show up? Do they need to email or go to the website? How do people sign up?
Well, we do have a website, which is www.carmelthirdoption.org, and that's our website. And on there, you can join our mailing list, and we send out basically one email a week. We don't do a lot of spamming or anything like that. We just send one email a week, and that keeps you informed of our class schedule and our topics. Because some people only want to come when it's a topic they feel is more applicable to them.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to show up anytime. Now, right now, everything is via Zoom, so you would have to join our email and get the Zoom link every week for your weekly call. And where our normal sessions are a two-hour session with a break in the middle, Now we've cut it down to just a 60-minute session.
And I do want to say, when you do it in person or when you do it in Zoom, people do not have to share anything if they don't want to. Is that correct? Because I know some people might not want to talk about their marriage in public or have to feel uncomfortable in that way. Is that true? Talk about that real quick.
Well, right now, since we're in the Zoom, you can join and you can stay anonymous. You can type in a fake name or anything you want, and you don't have to show you. You can cancel your video and you can just observe and listen. But even when we do go back to class, we never put anybody on the spot, and it's completely, if there are some people who get benefit and feel they benefit by talking about their issues and how they've resolved them, other people just don't want to talk about it, and that's completely fine by us.
And just got about a minute, if each of you could just tell, say real quick, how it's impacted your faith life, just to be a part of this.
Jeannie?
For me, something that has really, a phrase that I love in this whole third option is, listening feels like love. And when you think about it, when somebody listens to you, you are respected, you feel respected, you feel loved. And to me, that is so much of faith. We need to listen. We need to listen to our faith and listen to our spouses. So I feel like it kind of brings both of them together.
And Matt, for you?
For me, without a doubt, it's just the tools and the techniques that I have learned through the third option has been like a playbook to help me understand how to handle certain situations so that they don't escalate, you know, from a minor argument to a major, you know, blow up or something like that.
That's an interesting thought, a playbook for marriage, because it doesn't come with one. Most people are aware of that. When you say I do, you don't get the book on how to. You got to figure that out yourself. But that's a good description.
Well, I can't believe it. This interview's gone really fast. We're out of time, but I want to thank our guests, Matt and Jeannie Kelch with The Third Option in Noblesville. For more information, you can go to carmelthirdoption.org. So thanks so much for being our guest today. God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.